The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos writes that there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two that are explicit in the Chumash, Zochar v'Shomer. Shomer is alois hesei. Whenever it says Shomer pen v'al, it implies alois hesei. And Zochar is an asei. And Zochar the asei, the Rambam writes, the asei is to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. That's the Gemara. And then Shnai Medibri Kabbalah, there are two mitzvahs that are recorded in Nevi'im, and Novi Yeshaya, namely Kibbut V'yonig. The Karas of the Shabbos Yonig, L'gdosh HaShem Mechuba. The Gemara in Hayom Med Aleph says that there's more than Kibbut V'yonig. The Gemara talks about making Cheshbain, is talking about mitzvah. So Rashi quotes from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yeshaya Novi has a lot to say about Shabbos. Mitzvah HaPatzech V'daber Dover. You're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi learns in Masechah Shabbos, shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, that's been Tzachafatzecha, you shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. Da'abedovish alayhei dibucha shalshabbos ki dibucha shalchol, that tzicha b'teila is also on Shabbos. The Gemara even says, "Bekoshi he tira shem l'shalom b'Shabbos." They greet someone to say, "Good Shabbos, how are you?" Has everything that sicha b'teilo, so that really should have been prohibited. Bekoshi he tira shem l'shalom b'Shabbos. To be decent to people, to say briefly, "Good Shabbos." That's a special heter. That's a chayes achilak of kvoit Shabbos, oynik Shabbos, whatever. So I don't think the Rambam meant necessarily that there are only shnayim medibri kabbala kibud v'yoneg. He's not going to include in the listing of the Taryag Mitzvahs the Kibbut V'yonig anyway. So it doesn't make a difference whether there's one or two or 20. Kibbut V'yonig means all of the mitzvahs that are mentioned, the Rambam counts it as one or two. There's two different mitzvahs. Maybe all the others, Mitzvah HaFetzech, V'dav V'dover, everything else mentioned there in the Novi Yeshaya, somehow falls under these two categories of Kibbut V'yonig. So the Gemara says, Cheshbonos, you're not allowed to make monetary cheshbon calculations on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, cheshbon is a mitzvah you are permitted to make on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, you want to start a yeshiva, you want to raise money for yeshiva, you want to hire a melamed to teach your child. So you're permitted to negotiate on Shabbos how much he's going to want as a salary. That's called cheshbon is a mitzvah. Or to make appeals on Shabbos, person tzedakalanim Shabbos to discuss amounts of money. Ochlan bati kinesis and bati midrashis. Lefakech aliski rabim b'Shabbos, pikoach nefesh b'Shabbos. Pikoach nefesh derech kol haterukula. I don't think it means pikoach nefesh. It means tzochei mitzvah, tzochei rabim, tzochei mitzvah. You're allowed to discuss all these things on Shabbos. So the Gemara had a braisa. Rice said, Omar Mar, it's the second line from the bottom on Dalam and base. It said in the Bryce, Benkech, Benkech, Leiv, Lo Be'er of Shabbos, Birishani shouldn't be on Friday night, Lo Be'er of Shabbos, Birishani should not be on Matzoi Shabbos. And Mar says, Bishleim of Be'er of Shabbos Friday night, I understand Shabbos, there's a Malacha involved. You might see Dam. Elabon Matzoi Shabbos, on my life, what's the Malacha? It's Matzoi Shabbos, after Abdullah. You're permitted to do Malacha. Mar says, no, if you'll permit, we showed them Matzoi Shabbos, they're probably going to make an elaborate Sheva Brachas to cover the fact that they plan to do the Bir Rishona. So they may make Cheshbonos on Shabbos. And Gemara says, yeah, but those Cheshbonos are mutter. That's Cheshbonos on Mitzvah. Gemara says, okay, maybe it's a different reason. Maybe it's because we're concerned Shema Yishchet Ben Ov. Maybe in preparation for the meal on Matzoi Shabbos, the elaborate Sheva brachas on Matzoi Shabbos, because we plan to have the Bir Rishon on Matzoi Shabbos, but maybe we're afraid there'll be Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says we're not really concerned about either of these. So Tosfos writes, the bottom line Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ilchos Amuto Liva B'Tchila B'Shabbos, that there's no concern of Malacha, Tzadob Sheni Miskaven or Mekalkala, Shuz B'Shuz B'Malka Mitzvah, whatever. And also, you're not concerned about the possibility that maybe it'll lead to Chilul Shabbos. An interesting Tosfos. Tosfos presents it that according to the Tzad and the Gemara, that it's Gzeirah Mi'ishchet Ben Oif, Chashbanish on Mitzvah is Mutter, so that you have to disregard. But because of the concern, Mi'ishchet Ben Oif, you wouldn't be allowed to have elaborate meals on Shabbos. You have to have tuna fish sandwiches. But now we're saved. Now that we paskin, that you don't have to worry about Mi'ishchet Ben Oif, that's why we know that you're permitted to have elaborate meals on Shabbos. I mean, there was a half minute that you wouldn't be allowed to have elaborate meals. You'd have to have egg sandwiches or tuna fish sandwiches. Very interesting.
Is that talking about the suda of the wedding, as opposed to just the Rishona, meaning that you could even do the whole wedding on Shabbos?
That's what it means. Never suda b'Shabbos, the suda sachasana. Okay. Maybe that's what they mean. Good. I thought they meant any suda on Shabbos. I was wondering, what are they talking about? All of a sudden, maybe that's the pshat, sudas. So the Sachasan on Shabbos. Okay. It's a better pshat than what I thought. Okay. Normally there is a halacha that in order to be mevarer, an issue of a dovish b'yervo, we require shnei eidim kshirim. What's considered a topic of Dovah Shabierva? So the original Dovah Shabierva in the Pasuk and Chumash is to be Mevarah that Anashis Ish was Zinsa, that she's Asura Baila. Pasuk says, if a woman was married and the first husband divorces her Kimotza Boerva's Dovah because he discovers that she's a Saita Asura Baila, then she goes and she marries someone else, and then the second husband divorces her, the second husband dies. So the first husband is not allowed to take it back because she's a soita. That's why, because she was mezana. And then also included in the pasuk is that there's a din, even if she hadn't been mezana, tachas ba'al rishon, achareya lo yichol ba'al rishon shilcha loshav lekachta achareya shehu tamo. So the gemara achareya shehu tamo means that she was a soita, asur la ba'ilo. That's the pasuk pshat in the story. And an additional interpretation is that she's a machzik grushasa, even if she hadn't been a soita. So the Gemara says, how did the first husband ascertain that a wife was a soita? Kimotza b'orvaz dover. So the Gemara says, we have a gzereshava dover dover mimon, that it says, al pishnei edim, al pishloi sheedim, yokum dover. By nefashis it says, al pishnei edim, al pishloi sheedim, yumas hameis. Yokum dover goes on didi mamanis. So you need to kosher edim to mevarer an issue of din imamis. So you need to kosher edim to be mevarer that a woman is an eshes ish sezinso. The Gemara assumes the same is true regarding kiddushin and gerushin. To be mevarer that a woman was divorced is not sufficient. You don't say edechad nemen bisur. You have to have two edim to say a woman was miskatsho. You have to have two edim to say that a woman's husband died, meis baila, mikra din, you need to aid him, or to say that nizgarshe, you need to aid him. How come we assume that aid echod is naman by meis baila? So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara is that it's only a kula midirabbanan, and then the Rishonim have all discussion, how can it be? But the Gemara says in that sugya, that ein koyach v'yar chachamim laka dov men ator bikum yaseh, the chacham do not have the ability Bekumi Yaseh to allow an Eshishish to go remarry. Until the Eshishish is assumed to be the Eshishish, and because the Eidechon says the husband died, so Midrabbana we permitted to be married, to remarry. How can that be? So the Rishonim give different explanations what's going on over there. What about to be Mevarer that a boy and a girl are brother and sister? This woman is my mother-in-law, I'm not allowed to marry her, that's also considered a Dovah Shabierva. So that's a big machlech, it's a Rishonim and Kiddush. How far do you go? But to be aware that a woman is a Soita Asura Baila, that's the original Pasuk. Kimotza Ervas Dover, Kimotza Bo Ervas Dover, Dover Dover Mimam, and that you need two kosher Eidim. And nonetheless, if the husband himself says, Pesach Pasuach Matzosi, and he is a kohen, so there's only one suffik. Suffik tachtov, suffik in a tachtov, because even if it's ba'oines, she's still asur al bailo. Because a kohen is also b'zayna, and a zayna is nivelol apostle apsala, deshish ish. was nensa by someone other than a husband, so she becomes a zayna. Or in the case of the skatchel b'chusav in bashal l'shan v'emechot, so you don't have a svek sveke, you only have one suffik, whether tachtov or ena tachtov, whether ba'inus or b'rotzen, you can't have a suffik ena tachtov. She was in skatchel at such a young age, would have been b'sulei achoizrim. So the Gemara says, in such a case, the husband is nema to say on his own, pesach pasoch matzasi, and that's the klal of shaviyan avshech haticha di'isur. Certainly more so if the woman will say on her own, I was nenasti. Woman says that. Let's say the woman says, Anashis Kain says nenasti. Or Anashis Yisrael says she had an affair with someone amazing. So that mikra did not should really be shavi anafshe chaticha disur. The woman should be nemenes al atzma to asa herself lebailo. There's a Gemara later in the second period, where a woman comes to town, and she looks young and single. To the best of our knowledge, she was never married before, and people want to date her. And then the girl says that Eishes Ishani. She says she's an Eishes Ish. Okay, so she's not allowed to date anybody else. And then a month later, she decides to marry someone else. So the Gemara says, how do we allow her? She said last month that she's an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says that if she gives a good amaslov, she explains away what motivated her to tell a lie in the first place, to say Eishes Ish ani, and it's reasonable. What she said seems to be reasonably acceptable to the best. She says that the original people who wanted to date me were Ashkenazim. I'm only looking for a Sephardi. The original people were the Hungarians, and I'm only looking for Yekka. Some reasonable explanation. They were Talmid Chachamim. I'm not looking for a Talmid Chachamim. I'm looking for a normal husband. Well, she wants Davke Talmid Chachamim. So if the Bezdin sees that it's a reasonable teretz that she gave in Amasla, so then she can back out. Then she can back out from her original statement. But otherwise, she cannot back out. That's a din of Shaviana, Shechaticha Disur. So those are Mishnais, the very end of Nidorim. You have the woman is married, and she says to the husband, Tamei ani loch. Either that the husband is a kohen, she says Tamei ani loch in the sense that then asti tachas baili. So the mele zayin asur l'kohen. Or she says I was mezana beratzen, so I'm soit asur al baili. So then the Mishnah says, the original Tanoim used to say, Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disur. The later Bezdin reversed the Psak, and that's what all the Rishonim have a whole difficulty with. How can they reverse the Psak? Chashin Hashem Einah Nasna Barachet. We're concerned maybe she just fell out of love from her husband, and she wants to marry someone else, and she made up this whole story as a Bababa Maisa, that she was Mezana Beratzan, or she was Nensa Be'oines by the Eshes Koyin. So since we're concerned Shemina Nasna Bacher, so she doesn't have the money. So the Rishonim ask, why doesn't she have the money? So that's exactly the din of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disura. This din of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disura, to what extent is the woman a menace? Let's say the woman came to town and she seems to be single. And she says, Eishes Sishani. The people want to date her, she says, Eishes Sishani. Then half a year goes by and she has an affair with someone else. And the Aiden gave her Hasra. And she didn't say, it's not true, I'm not an Eishes Ish. She said, okay, give me the death penalty. I'm an Eishes Ish, give me the death penalty. So do you believe her even to the extent of giving the death penalty? How far do you go with the Nemanus of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disura? So the Gemara in the end of, towards the end of Kiddushin, has a machloikis regarding the nemanis of the father. The pasuk says a chumash, the father says, "Es biti nosate liisha zeh." The father has nemanis to say that he was Mekadosh's daughter. So to what extent does the father have nemanis? The daughter will get the death penalty for being mezana also? Father has nemanis like Shnei Eidim Ksherim? Because in order to minister Malkus Amisa, you have to be Mavara the facts of the case based on two kosher Eidim. What does it say, Begeir, two Nemanis of the father? That's like Nemanis of two kosher Eidim and Nemisim al Yoda and Malkim al Yoda. So that's a machlokes Amaray. But this thing Gemara says, this they all agree, that if a woman says about herself, Eshisishani, and she doesn't back out with her Amaslo, and then they give a Hasra Dompi Mizan, and she says, I don't care, the Gemara says, that everyone agrees that you wouldn't give the death penalty. Shabi Anab Sheikh Atichet Yisura is a machlokes Achreinim, a famous Ktois Achreshin has. Those who learn Yerideya in the beginning, the end of the first Simon Yerideya, you have a case of Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. A Sheikhet was shechting animals for an hour, and then he says about one of the animals that this one is an Avela. I didn't do a good job. So they discuss over there, the Sheikhet is Nemon, Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. What do you need Shavi Anafshe for? Shidi Erech Nemon Yisura. So the Shulchan Aruch gives a case. Now there are many people watching him. And he says that he did shehiya in the middle of shechting this animal. He did shehiya, that's why it's in a vela. And there are 10 witnesses who are watching. They say he didn't do shehiya. It's not true. So it's 10 to 1. So the din of trei kemeya doesn't apply to eidech anem b'yisurim. Trei kemeya exeris akos v'apishnayim eidim v'apishloshu eidim yumas ameis. That's only a din where you need two kosher eidim and mamas and nefash. Then the klal is that trei kemeya. But wherever Edechot is Neman, then the Gemara says, Aloch Acharoiv Deis. Then if you have 10 people say that he did a good Shechita, the Sheikh himself says that he didn't do a good Shechita, so you would go Basaroiv Deis. So you don't say over here, Edechot Neman Bisur. The 10 Edim would be Neman and more than the Sheikh himself. But the Gabi himself, he's not allowed to eat that Nevel. He's not allowed to eat that animal. Because that Shavi Anav Sheikh Hatichet Yisur. He insists that it's a Nevel. So he's not allowed to eat it. So there the Pischa Tshuva, next to the Beheite, refers you to the famous Machlekes Achronim. What is the basis of the Ramanus of Shavei Anafshe Chaticha Yisur? Some Achronim assume that it's based on a din neder, as if the person had taken a neder or a shvur, even though he didn't really say that. He didn't say Harini Noida, Harini Nishba. We consider it as if he took a neder or a shvur. I will treat this meat as if it were a nevela, and I will not eat it. So if he goes ahead and he eats the meat, so then he should be in violation of the Issa Neder or the Issa Shvur. So some Achraim say that like that. Mitam Neder, Mitam Shvur. If it's Mitam Neder, Mitam Shvur, then it should lend itself to Haftoras Nedorim. So let's say later on the person will go to the Bez and he'll say, oh yeah, I have charote, I have nothing else to eat. I have charote that I took this neder, he asked for hataras nedarim, because he's gotten into so much trouble because of this neder, not to eat this behemoth. He has no other food to eat. So we assume in the Gemara that by a case of Shavei Anav Shechaticha Yisura, hataras nedarim won't work. So the Achrayim say, okay, maybe they made a chumim with the Rabbanon that hataras nedarim doesn't work. Because it would appear from the Gemara that there's no way out, there's no hataras nedarim. That's what some Achrenim say. And the Ktzai Sachoshin quotes this, and he disagrees, says it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, Neder Rishvur? He didn't say Harini Noida, he didn't say Harini Nishba. That's not a Neder Rishvur. Shavi Anafshe, Chaticha Disura, is the Gemara in Krisis, the beginning of the Perik is Omr Lo Shnayim Achal Techeilav, that Adam Neman Alatzma, Yotzim Imeo Yishbein, Ola Bein Atzma, Li Yatzma, Adam Neman Alatzma, Legabi Yatzma, Gabi Acherim, we sometimes say Erech Nem Bisur, but if you have 10 Eidim say that it's a kosher Shechita, the Sheikha did a good job, and the Sheikha says he did a poor job, he didn't do the proper job, so the 10 and them on him against him. But the Gabi Atzma, that's the Loch, Adam Neman Al Atzma, Yasim and Meyush. If he gives in to the Eidim and says, I made a mistake, okay, they made a mistake, so he can back out. But if he keeps on insisting, no, they don't know what they're talking about. The 10 people that were wrong, I remember, I made it in the Vela, because I did a shehi in the middle. So then he would be Neman al Atzmo. But Neman al Atzmo, so therefore, since it's an Emonis, it's not shaykh to talk about Hatoris Nedarim, it's not also Mitam Neder, Mitam Shvuot, because of an Emonis. It's a Bira Legabi Atzmo. And you wouldn't give Malkus, the Gemara says, L'choladeis, you wouldn't give Malkus based on Shavei Anafshe Chaticha Yisur. Because in order for Bezin to administer Malkus or Misa, or Knas, for that matter, Knas is also an Einish, in order for Bezin to administer any Einish, Bezin has to have a Biro that the person really, an outside Biro, that the person did an Avera. If the whole Biro is from himself, he tells us he did the Aveira, so then we're giving him a punishment based on what he himself said. So that's the klal, ein on a meis matzmei rosha. Hashem, Hashem alehim, yishalem shnayim l'reyev. Pratam Hashem asatzma, if the person is the whole source of information that he did an Aveira, we cannot ascertain. We cannot ascertain on our own that he did something wrong, so that you cannot give Malkus Amisa, or for that matter also to make him pay Knas. Knas is also an Einish for having done something wrong. So that's all based on that pasuk. Prat l'mashia es atzmo. Mashia ashin elohim. If the Bezdin has a birur, an external birur, to the exclusion of Hadas Baldin, then they can administer Malkus Amisa. So what's the machlokes amaroim? By Ha'av Neman al Bita, Loi Mekidashti as Biti. So the Asamech writes in the Chidushim of Hashas, the Pashto says that this is the Machlokes Amoraim. The Gemara seems to put it together. What's the Gedar HaNemonis of Kidashti as Biti? Is it because it's an extension of the Din? The Chumash is extending the Din of Shavi Anavshecha. Shavi Anavshecha usually means Anavshech. I say about myself, Eshizishani. I say, I am a Zaino Asura Lekoyin. The woman says, Asura Labaila, she's a Saita Asura Labaila. See here, the father is Nehemiah to say on behalf of the daughter, it's an extension of the din of Shavyan Avshay. Even though the father's saying on the daughter she's an Eshesish, but it's an extension of that din. So if that's an extension of that din, so then it's only Le Isser and not Le Oynish. It wouldn't be any Oynish. We paskan like the other opinion, that the father's name, we paskin like that opinion, that the father's namonis is an extension of the din of Shavi Anavshe, and there wouldn't be any oynish. And the other opinion in mind was, no, it's like there's a beer of two edim, so there's a beer of the ha'av namon lo'im, kidashti as biti. The father has an independent namonis.
The Gemara says that he's namon al-edim, only according to one lashon. The other one lashon is only because being the parish dibure, that mazi lazy.
The Gemara talks about two pshatim in the Mishnah there, yeah. But the Gemara says as an independent klal, adam neman al atzma yosim imei yish bein ola ben atzma li atzma. That's a separate klal. The Gemara has the whole sugi there. So the Gemara, part of this sugi is the Gemara gives two pshatim in the Mishnah. What nekuda did the chachamim dispute with Reb Meir? Then the Gemara has another klal. So the Ktzos writes that that's the basis of the manas, both by Haidos Baldin Kemeir Eidim Dami and Dinim Amanas, as well as Shavi Anapshe Chaticha Di Yisurim. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush of the Amoraim over here? Omer Ablozer. Ablozer was an Amora. I mentioned the mistaken kasha that Talmud Chacham asked me. How can Rav Lozer say that? How can the Gemara say within Rav Lozer, you have a svek sveka, if she's an Eishes Kohen, then you'll only have one suffik, whether tachtov or reina tachtov. How can it be a suffik if the Tana Rav Lozer said that pana habol apnuyo asa zayna becomes a zayna? Yeah, that's a Tana Rav Lozer. This is an Amora Rav Lozer. They're two different people, they lived in two different generations. Can't ask a kasha from one on the other. Yeah, we pass kampana habala pnuyo, shalol shemishas loya saw a zayna. The Ramam understood from the fact that there is such an opinion, the Magen Mishnah says. We spoke about the Ramam yesterday. The Ramam says that pana habala pnuyo is in violation of the pasuk of siyakadeshim b'nas Yisrael. But he says it's not the full fledged lav. In order to get malchus, it'll only apply if the girl is mufkeris liznus. But if she's not mufkeris, there won't be any malchus. And the Ravid is masag on the Rambam. He thinks that there isn't even a chotzi shir of the lav. He says there's no lav at all. And that's what we discussed yesterday, that some achrenim have the duke and the Ravid. There's no lav at all, but it sounds like there is an isar asef, ki kechishisho biyolo. That pana habol apnuyo, there will be an isar. There won't be an isar lav perhaps, but there'll be an isar asef. So what led the Rambam to believe that there's an Isser deraisa? Maybe it's Mutam and Atur. So the Magen Mishnah says, what led the Rambam to believe that there's an Isser deraisa is because the Tana Rav Lezer says, Pana hapo'al apnuya, shalol shemishus, haso'a zaino. So the Rambam understood How can it be asa zayin if it's heter gomer min atoru? So the Rambam understood from the fact that there is such a tana. True, we don't pasken like that tana. We have the gifts in the Gemara Yibam is leis lachosh lahadir ablozer. Nobody paskens like ablozer that pana habol apnuya shalod shem mishus asa zayin. That's our gifts in the Gemara. Some want to change the gifts in the Gemara. But in our Gemara it says leis lachosh lahadir ablozer. We don't nobody paskens like ablozer that pana habol apnuya asa zayin. But the Magen Mishnah says the fact that the Rambam saw that there was a Tana says Asa Zayna must be Lo Choladeis, even though we don't pass like that Tana, must be that there is an Iser. But the Rambam thought the Iser is this lava of Lasiyah Kadesh.
Is there a Rambam that says someone is not connected to Averas if a person is born on Nida, she doesn't come Zona, and if she marries a Chalan, she becomes a
Zona? Right, that's a Kasha and the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says what motivated the Rambam to say that there's an Issa Deraisa is the fact that there's a Tana Rab Lezer Hotz Parab Abnasa Zayna. That's a Pella in the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam writes explicitly Hala Marato that Asa Zayna is not a function of whether she violated an Issa or not. That if the woman is a Nida and she has Tashmish with her husband, she does not become, it's an Issa Kores, she does not become a Zayna Asur the Kayin. And if a girl marries a cholo, which is heter gomer, even if a kohenis is allowed to marry a cholo, so she becomes a zayna. So the Rambam says explicitly that nevel alos latzol depends whether the cholo shem psula on the ish, doesn't depend on an iser at all. So that's a taina against the Magen Mishnah. But that's what the Magen Mishnah writes. He thinks that that's what motivated the Rambam to write what he wrote, that there must have been an iser deraisa involved. So the Gemara over here comes up with this din that you say shavi anav shechaticha diisur. The Gemara says, "Amai kamash malon tenina." What's the chiddush of Rab Loza the Amor? Isn't it a beferish and Mishnah? And for the Gemara, no. From the Mishnah, "Mau detema hasam devade kimle." There it's about us. The man says, "Kidashtik." The woman says, "Kidashtani." She's saying a fact. We had a wedding. There was a Masada Kedushin. There were Edim. The Kedushin Machal. So no two ways about it. Over here, the fellow says, "Pesach pasoch matzosi." And this leads him to believe that therefore she should possibly be Asura Olai because of a Sufik, of a Chad Sufik. So maybe the whole din of Shavanav Shechaticha Disur is only B'makam Vadai. B'makam Sufik, maybe the whole din doesn't apply. So that's Kamashman on the Amoira. We take the Mishnah one step further. Not only do you say Shavanav Shech B'makam Vadai, B'makam Sufik, it also applies. So this is a very famous Gemara. This is the source of the principle that Sofik deraisa lechumra and Sfek Sfeka deraisa is lekula. In certain Svarim, Sfek Sfeka lekula is a very popular notion. Some Gdolim who are always making Sfek Svekas with the Tziruf Hashitas and everything is muta mitam Sfek Sfeka lekula. Yeah. So we saw the Rashbon, the Torah Habayis, quotes the Ri Azokin, Hamafursim Bala Taisva, says that this Gemara, this concept of Svek Sveka Lukula, only appears twice in Shas. It appears once over here, and one other time in Zvachim Dafayin Dala, by Tabasha Lavodizor, Shin Sarva Bechomish Taboes, Venofla Achas Pem, and Sarva Bod Chomish Taboes, said by the Tarubishnir, you have a Svek Sveka. So these are the only times that you make on a Svek Sveka. By Taru Vishniya, in this case over here. Manashtana are these two cases. Why should it only be in these two cases? So to say that by Taru Vishniya is a special case, that we understand. What's the reason why Tabal Shalav Arizore is the Mashu? So the Pashtus is that it's only Midi Rabbanan. There is an important machlokes, the Bir Agro in Yeridei, at the end of Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud. The Bir Agro has a long essay to explain the four sifim in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud. And he comes up, the punchline is, he comes up with a machlokes, Tosis and the Rambam, why the Tabar Shal Avad Zorah is Ein B'Tela. So he says, the Rambam writes because of Chumra Davad Zorah. The Pasuk says, Li'ibdak Biyadcha Me'uma Min Acherim. And the Mishnah, Masechah Shabbos, talks about Hoytzor. If you carry on Shabbos, so it depends. Did you carry water? Did you carry wine? Did you carry ink? Did you carry metal? Did you carry wood? What is the item that you carry? Did you carry Michael Adam or Michael Behema? So it goes on a series of Mishnayos, on and on and on and on. Then the Mishnah presents the Machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. What's the din? This is the original Machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon, Malacha Shein Svicha Legufa, on Tzadikim Olam Habeis. A person throws that Avodah Zarah into the street. He doesn't want to have it in the house. So Reb Shimon says that that's a Malacha Shein Svicha Legufa. Malachas Haitzoa is only an Issa Deraisa. If I carry something, if I carry money in my pocket to the store to go shopping on Shabbos, I'm going to use the money in the store. I come to the store without the money, they're not going to give you the merchandise. I come with the money, so then I'll be able to buy something with the money. I carry a siddur to shul because I want to daven in the siddur. So I'm going to use the siddur. So on Shabbos, if there's no Erev, so then I violated Haitzoa. So Reb Shimon says, when you throw away the Zarat, you're not getting benefit out of the fact that it's in the new location. You're not going to use the away the Zarat in the new location. So Reb Shimon says that that's the original Reb Shimon. The Rambam and the Balamor paskin like Reb Yudah. So Reb Yudah says in that Mishnah that Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa Derais. Now the question is, how big a volume of Avodah Zarah do you have to carry out into the street in order to be chayav? So it should depend whether it's wooden Avodah Zarah or it's metal Avodah Zarah or is it liquid Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference. Since the Pasuk says, Le'ibach b'yotcha ma'uma min acherim, so ma'uma means that there's no minimum shir. You would be in violation of the law, Le'ibach b'yotcha ma'uma min acherim, to keep Avodah Zarah, tachas yotcha b'rshuscha, would be a violation of an Issa Deraisa without any shear. There's no minimum shear. So therefore, if you do Haitzoh on that, also it'll be Haitzoh Deraisa, no minimum shear. That's Reb Yudah. So the Rambam took that Mishnah. Mishnah is talking about Me'uma, the Rambam paskins like Reb Yudah. So that Mishnah is Negel HaLoch. Rambam holds that Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufo is Deraisa, the Rambam and the Balamor. So he quotes that din from the Mishnah Me'uma. So Me'uma, in the context of the Mishnah, means there's no minimum shear. The Rambam applies Me'uma over here to a Taruvis. Usually when you have a Taruvis, so it's the Yavish B'Yavish, it's Tadjei Bottle. And sometimes in the Rabbanon, you need Shishim, that it should be Bottle. If it's ain't a Niker, it'll be Bottle. So over here, by Tabash, Allah B'Dazar, gets mixed in with other Tabas. So I say, even if you have Chad B'Trei, if many Tabas, Shal Heter, I say that it's not Bottle because of the Din of Me'uma. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk, you get the mistaken impression as if he really means that it's a din deraisa. Pashta says that he doesn't mean that it's a din deraisa. Pashta Pshati means a chumr midrabbanim, Mishum chumr, the Avodah Zarah. So I say the Avodah Zarah is b'mashu. But it's a different kind of mashu. So like chumr b'pesach is b'mashu. It doesn't become bottle. The Mishnah says that it's b'mashu, there's no minimum volume to it. And Nisar Haitzoh on Shabbos, that this is a l'gibach b'yotchon miyum and acherim, has the minimum shear to it. And the Rambam is saying that just like Chametz B'Pesach is B'Kol Shu, so Avodah Zarah is also B'Kol Shu. And Tosis, a little Tosis on that daf, in Zvachim Daf Ayin Dal says, why is Tabash al Avodah Zarah not Bottle? Tosis says, because it's a Dovish of Minyan, because it's sell it in the jewelry store, it's a real fancy rings, and they don't sell it in the jewelry store, a whole box full of rings, a pound of rings. They sell it based on the unit. Each ring sells independently. So that's a chumim with the rabban, that a dov shem minyan, something which is sold normally, individually, you sell each one individually. So that's not bottle with the rabban. That's an interesting din with the rabban. Rabbi Chana Vassaman raises a question. Usually have a cloud called the tikkun rabban came the raisa tikkun. Where do you have a din der raisa that this is patterned after? That a dov shem minyan is not bottle. Remember when we learned Yerudeya, Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe there is a din deraisa. There's a Chavos Das in Simei Kuf Yud in Yerudeya by the Nesivos, where he writes, he's interpreting a Ramban quoted by the Ran in Maseches Kiddushin, the Ran on the Rif, that he has a suggestion, maybe Bnei Adam and not Bottle Menatar. Maybe that's a din deraisa, Bnei Adam and not Bottle Menatar. So maybe the din deraisa is that human beings are so choshuv, they never lose their identity and they can gamar. And then the rabbanon is a din of a choshev loy bottle berry loy b'teila chatich roy the skabed loy b'teila. The uses are all mid the rabbanon a dov sheyesh lo chashiva. This is loy bottle pattern after the din deraisa, but you have to have some din deraisa that it should be pattern after. So the suggestion was, Rav Chanan doesn't say like that. I don't remember what he says. I just he asked the question, what could it possibly be pattern after?
Then the rice is if you throw a rock into a group of people, the Arab will become
one. Yeah.
It's viewed as mechzal mechzal. Is that the din deraisa that you pattern?
No, that's called kavua. If I walk across the street, I'll see who's who. Where everybody's identity is known, just I can't see so far. I say I want to kill the one, and there are 10 people standing in a row, and I'm going to shoot the one at the end of the row. So they say, don't shoot. The odds are 9-1, you're going to kill a Jew. Kill a Nochri, you're not Chai Misa. It's an Isa, but you're not Chai Misa. So the Einim warn him, don't shoot the last one in the row. The odds are 9-1, you're going to kill a Yisrael. You'll be Chai Misa. So the Gemara says, Zorik Evan Lego. Since we can't tell who's who, so it's Kematzah Matzah Dami, because Kol Kavua, because they're all standing still. If they'll be roaming around, then you wouldn't say Kol Kavua. But if they're standing still, then the Gemara says Kol Kavua Kematzah Matzah Dami. Yeah. That's a different din. That's a different din. That's not a Tarubis over there.
So which din is a pattern?
No, there is a Chavis Das, and Simon Kofiuda quotes a Ran on the Rif and Kiddushin. That a man is b'mana shliach to be mekadosh an isha, u'meis ha-shaliach, so the Gemara says, zasa v'chal anashim sheboilim. The Samushanim say that it's only a penalty with the Rabbanon, because he did shaloi kahoigen. That's not the way to get married. You shouldn't go send the shliach to be mekadosh the girl that he thinks is best for you. You should be involved in choosing the girl. You shouldn't put your life in someone else's hands. And he quotes the Ramban, thinks that it's a real din deraisa, it's a kavua deraisa. Why is it a kavua deraisa? So he says, because we assume he certainly was mekadosh a woman, and once he's mekadosh a woman, then the sister of the woman and the mother and the daughter of the woman would be asur alai. Umeis ha-shuliach nishliach died, so we can never be mevarer which woman is the eshes ish and which women are achos ishti and bas ishti and em ishti and so on. So therefore, there's a tarubis of people. So I say, in the Torah, the tarubis of people is not bottle. He holds that that's a din in the Torah. The bnei adam chashive v'loy b'teili is a din deraisa. Tarubis of bnei adam. So if you would only have the Gemara in Svachim Daf Ayin Daled. But the tarubis shnei tabas shel avodah shenafla la'arba tabos, naflachas mehem la'arba tabos. You can say that the whole Gemara is only a chumrim. They talk about a chumrim in the rabbanon tabas shel avodah zara is not b'teilo. So how far do you go with this chumrim? So they said, maspik inuk if you're machman the tarubis harishayna, now you have to be machman the tarubis hashnei. They only made the isa the rabbanon on the tarubis harishayna where it's bevado is that an isa fell in. It's a nikva yisura for sure. But when Torah should have been bottled, so he made a chumrim with the rabban for some reason or another, either because of chumrim of the zora, or because of the davish of the minyan, that it shouldn't be bottled. But once one of the first tarubis fell into the second one, that is not nikva yisura. It's not about doas even. It's not even about doas at all that the yisur fell into the second one. So there's no chumrim with the rabban. So I say the zora is bottled. The chumrim of avodah zarah that it's not bottled, davish and minyan, not bottled. It's only introduced on the tarubis of Hashem. So you can't extend that gemara to any other gemara. That I understand. But what does the Ri understand on our gemara? That's what the Rashboy is. Our gemara is a regular standard din of sveika deraisa l'chumrim, sveika deraisa l'kula. Why does the Ri think that you cannot extrapolate from our Gemara to all other cases that Svek Sveka Deraisa Lugumra? That Svek Sveka Deraisa should be Lukula. So the Ra'or in the Bedek Abayis says, I think that the Ri is right, and I'm going to explain why he's right. So he says that Tosis was bothered with Akasha here. Why does the Gemara say that Ha'omer Pesach Pasach Matzos and Nema La'Oisra Alav, that I apply Shabi Anapshe Chaticha Diyisura. In this case, it's a Chiddush, even though it's only a Sofik, it's not about Doez. He still says Shabi Anapshe Chaticha Diyisura. So Tosfos says, why is it a case? Why is it a valid case of Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra? I should have said that it's Lekula here, because she's Becheskas Heta L'Bailo. When she got married, it seems that she was Materis L'Bailo. When she had the Gidushin, she was Materis L'Bailo. Now it's a half a year later, and the girl has Nisuin, and the husband wakes up and he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and he thinks that maybe the girl is Asur Alo, but he knows that last year she's Becheskas Heta L'Bailo. So why don't you have the right to Shtel of the Chazoka? So Tosfos is Akasha. So the Ra'on, the Berak Abayi, says that's exactly why the Riyazokim Balatosis thought that the Klalo Svek Sveka Lakula can't be extended from this Gemara to any other Gemara. And this Gemara, if you would have had the first Sofik alone, you wouldn't have said Sveka Deraisa Lakhumra Mederaisa. Usually you say Sveka Deraisa Lakhumra Mederaisa. Here, the Sveka Deraisa should really be Lakula because the girl has Cheska Seta Labaila. The only reason why we don't permit her to remain with the husband if it's a chad sveika, and once it's a chad sveika, she has to get divorced, because my loss of biyuchsin, that's what the Ra'o adds on, my loss of biyuchsin, they made a chumer midrabanan, not to rely on the cheskes heta labailo. So she's only asura labailo midrabanan, so then if you have a sveik sveika, that makes it into a sveika drabanan lakula. That's why it's mutar over here. But if you have any other case, where there's a Sveika deraisa l'chumra, a real Sveika deraisa l'chumra b'deraisa, and there's no cheskes heter to say that she's only a my loss of b'chumra, only chumra b'rabban. So then Sveika would also be l'chumra. Just like Sofik Tumah b'shus ha'yochid, so Sveika, Sofik Tumah b'shus ha'yochid, Sveika Tomei. And Sveika is also Sveika Tomei. Kol Sveika shatiyoch al arbisolov, everything is Sveika l'chumra. So too, by any other normal case, of Svek Sveka Deraisa, we would say Sveka Deraisa L'chumim B'Deraisa. If you have a Svek Sveka, it's also L'chumim B'Deraisa. Only this rare case, that the Chad Sveka should have been Muteris, she should have been Muteris Menatera because of the Cheskas Heta. But you were Machmim B'Derabbanim, she my loss of B'Yuchsin. My loss of B'Yuchsin is an expression the Gemara has later in the Perek. Gemara never says it over here, that's the Was Kiddush. That the Chumra Taisus never said it either over here. But they say, let it be Muteris Labaila, Cheskas Heta Labaila. They say, no, there's a Chazoka, Kenegan Chazoka. But they say, doesn't give that answer, my loss of Yuchsin. That's the Loshan HaGemara later in the Perek. My loss of Yuchsin. Where has it by Mamzerim? Sophic Mamzer is Mutam and Atera. Also, the Rabban, my loss of Yuchsin. So the Ra'o applies it over here. It's only my loss of Yuchsin. So, Chumer Midrabbanan. So, once you have a Svek Svek, you have a Svek Adrabban Lakul. This explanation that the Ra'o gave is famous. Most people don't know that there's a Sefer Torah Sarash, Torah Sabbais, La Rajbo. Most Balabatim, those who learn here every day, you know. But most people don't even know there is a Torah Sabbais, La Rajbo. But they know more the Prima Godim. Prima Godim says, I'm going to give you an explanation why Svek Sveka Lakula and Kola Tarakula. So he says, Kayodua, there was a Machloikas. That's the first chapter in the Shev Shmaita. There is a machlokes between the Rambam on the one hand and the Rashba, Men of Yishonim on the other hand, regarding the din of Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. Is that itself a din Menatara? Is that a din Midirabbanan? So the Rambam writes that the din of Sveika Deraisa L'chumra itself is only L'chumra Midirabbanan. Menatara, really, Sveika Deraisa is L'kula. So the Prima Godim says, now I understand, according to the Rambam, why Sveika L'kula? Because any case of a Svek Svek is basically a Svek Adarabana. It's a Sufik whether there is a Svek Adaraisa Lechum, which itself is only a Din Midarabana. So that's basically what the Ra'o said, except that the Ra'o restricted it only to this take, to this type of a case. Where if you would have had Chat Sveke, it would have been Muteris Menator because of the Cheskas Heta Labaila. And it's only Asura Midarabana because my loss of Yuchsin. So the Mela, once you have a Svek Sveka, that's a Sufik, whether you have a Sveka de Rabbanon L'chumra, a Sveka de Raisa, which is only L'chumra Midirabbanon. So the Ra'o says that Hezbo, that this case, but the Prima Gadim is explaining according to Rambam, every Sveik Sveik of the Kula is based on this. The Rambam was saying it's only like the Riyaz Zaken, it's only in this case in the Gemara. Do we always apply, according to the Rambam, we always say that Sveik of the Raisa Luchumre is only mid the Rabbanon. So printed in the Rambam in brackets in the end of Perek Tes and Ilchas Tumas Meis, we have Akasha and Teretz, which the Kesa Mishnah says he found in certain manuscripts of the Rambam, that the Rambam asks Akasha on himself, how can I hold the position that Sveika Deraisa L'chumer is only with the Rabbanon? What happened to the whole institution of Oshem Talui? If a person knows Bevadai that he did an Aver B'Shegig, which he would have if he would have violated the Aver of the Mezid, he would have been Chayv Kores. So if he violates that Aver B'Shegig, he's Chayv Chatos. What if he's Mesupik? He ate that in a restaurant and he's not sure whether he ate Chalev or Shuman. If he ate Chalev, he's Chayv Kores. But you can't bring a chatas ala sofek. Chatas not bo ben edun and dovet. So if you can't donate a chatas. So if he's not sure if he ate chaylov, you cannot donate a chatas. And you cannot bring a chatas. Maybe I'm chayv a chatas. There is no such thing. You have to have yedias achet to be chayv a chatas. So the Torah has an institution of Oshem Toloi. If he's misupik, if he ate chaylov or not, he has to bring an Oshem Toloi. After having brought the Oshem Toloi, if he'll discover a year or two or 5 years later that it was chaylev that he ate, then it'll be mukhiv, still be mukhiv to bring a chatas kvur. There's mishnayos like that in the end of Krisis, all paired about Oshem Tolu. So the Rambam asked the Kashan himself, how can I be of the opinion that Sveika Deraisa L'chumer is only mid the Rabbanon, but you have the whole institution of Oshem Tolu is based on the assumption that Sveika Deraisa L'chumer is a rule Deraisa, it's only mid the Rabbanon, but Yichai ben Oshem Tolu, it's muta l'chatchila to go eat. So the Mishnah quoted a girsa from a Ksav Yad, that they, and now in our editions they put it in brackets because Kes Mishnah says he thinks that it may be a correct girsa. That when do I say that Sveika Deraisa L'chumer is only mid Rabbanon? That's only by Yisuri Lavin, but by Yisuri Krisis I would agree that Sveika Deraisa L'chumer is mid Raisa, and the proof is from Oshem Tovi. If you'll say that Sveika Deraisa L'kula in our Torah, even by Yisuri Kore, so it doesn't make sense there should be an institution of Oshem Tolu. The Pashti says that the Girsa does not make any sense, because the Rambam writes, Kol HaSveikis, he says you should keep in mind, you should realize that all Sveikis, the Raisa L'chumre, is only with the Rabbanon, even in Arayis, and even in Hilchus Shabbos. So Hilchus Shabbos is Kores, and Arayis is Kores. So how can the Rambam himself write Turka de Diba? But by Yisuri Kores, I would agree that Sveika Deraisa L'chumre is Mederaisa. So the Kes Mishnah is bothered with that. So he says, Mestame the Rambam meant to say, even in Hilchus Shabbos means in Truman. The Rambam holds that Truman is Deraisa, based on the Rif, the end of the first Perek in Erev, and based on Yerushalmi, that L'chol HaDeis, the Gemara always says, Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds Truman is Deraisa. Kiva is the one who holds that Chumen al Pai Mama, 1 mil, is Minatar. So that, we don't hold, nobody holds like Rebbe Kiva, but everybody agrees that Chumen Yud Beis Mil is Minatar. And the Bavli doesn't exist, from the beginning to the end. The Bavli, we don't have a Gemara that says anything about that, that Chumen Yud Beis Mil is Minatar. There's no Mokar at all. The all Mokar is the Rishalmi. So the Rif, the Rambam follows the Rif, the end of the first Perek in Erev, and the Rif follows this Rishalmi. That Chumen is the Raisa if you go Yud Beis Mil. So when the Rambam writes, even in Hilchus Shabbos, he says Sveika Deraisa L'chumer is only mitzvah Rabbanan. By Hilchus Shabbos, he meant Truman. That there's no chorus. By Hilchus Arayis, he meant Grusha L'Koyin. But they're both a doichik. When you say Hilchus Shabbos, he means Malachas. When you say Arayis, he means Gili Arayis. It means an Issah Chorus. You don't mean Grusha L'Koyin. You don't mean Mazeres L'Yisrael. You mean Arayis is an Issah Chorus. It's a doichik to be Miyashim in the Rambam. The simple pshat is that that's not the teretz, like the Prima Gadim writes in Siman Kuf Yud. How can he quotes all the Achronim Abadah with the kasha? How can you say Sveika Deraisa is Lukula Mederaisa? What do you do with the institution of Oshem Toloi? So the old answer that Oshem Toloi, the Gemara says, is one of the cases where there's a machlokes Satanoim whether you follow the Kri or the Ksiv. Whenever there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv, so there's a machloik hataran di paskin yeshem la mikro or yeshem la masoris. Do we paskin like the mikro, like the Kri, or like the masoris, like the Ksiv? So Tosis points out, whenever there's a way to darshan, to establish the halacha based on the combination of the Kri and the Ksiv together, then all the Tanaim would agree. Go like that, take that route. Kiyutan mayim alzera. So the Gemara says, it says, yitain of the karina yutan. So yitain dumya de yitain. Ma yitain de nichalef, yutan de nichalef. Fine. So they worked out a drasha, blending in the Kri with the Ksiv. So the Gemara treats that also as if you have an issue here of the Yeshem la mikra, Yeshem la masaris, even though there's no conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv. Somehow the Gemara brings that into the sugya. Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, the old Dalet Amnalef, Dalet on the base. The Gemara quotes case after case after case after case that there's a machlek the satanaim, whether Yeshem la mikra, Yeshem la masaris. So one of the cases is where there's no conflict at all, there's no theory between the Kri and the Ksiv. Sholosh Pam Mashon, Yeira E. That you could have read it Yireh calls Churcha, and your correct reading is Yireh. The Gemara treats it also that the Ksiv is Yireh, and the Kri clearly is Yireh. So the Gemara quotes one Tana who makes a drasha. He combines the Kri with the Ksiv. Yireh Yireh Kederach Shebol Yireh Kach Bol Yireh. Just like we come to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem is going to look at us with both of His eyes. So too, we should come to see, to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should come to look at him with our two eyes. That a summa be'eino achas is potam and aria. A person is blind on one eye is not mechuyev to be oile regal on sholosh regal. Because yira yira, kederach shebol yira is kach bol yira. That's what we mentioned, Rabbi Kivegas. We mentioned Rabbi Sol Salanta's kasha. Rabbi Sol Salanta had a harif is the kasha. That this medrash rabba on the pasuk towards the very end of Shir HaShirim. Maybe it's the last pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So the Medrash says that a tzvi, when it's awake, looks with its both eyes. When the tzvi sleeps, it keeps one eye open, that it should still be able to, it retains partial vision. It's looking around while it's sleeping also. Keeps one eye open. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Bnei Yisrael with both eyes, b'sman she'osim etzon shamokam. When we are medakta kemitzvahs, He gives a shmir me'ula to Bnei Yisrael. And when we're not keeping all the mitzvahs properly, b'zman she'ayis mitzvah n'shamokam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us with one eye open and one eye closed. He still guards over Bnei Yisrael, still looks over us. So when the pasuk is talking about re'asponim to visit Anshol Golem, is it talking b'zman she'ayis mitzvah n'shamokam or b'zman she'ayis mitzvah n'shamokam? Which one is it talking about? So there's an agarata, a famous agarata in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Who made it famous? The Mishnah Melech has a whole essay about this. In the Sefer Parashas Zrachim. He has long essays on agarata, very beautiful essays. It shows how you develop a whole sugi in agarata. How you put together different gemaras about agaratas. So he discusses, the gemara has a machlokes satanoim. We are sometimes nikru bonim and sometimes nikru avodim. When are we bonim and when are we avodim? So one Tana is of the opinion, b'zman she'osim etzon shamokam, we're called bonim. B'zman she'osim etzon shamokam, nikraim avodim. We lose our status as bonim, but we're still called avodim. And the other Tana disagrees. So that's a shayla, how do we paskin? La halacha l'maisa, that's machlokes ha'meir rabbeinu. So that's when Mishnah Melech discussed, how should we paskin? So Rabbi Sol Salanta said, if one should assume that b'zman she'osim etzon shamokam, nikru bonim, that's the opinion of one Tana. We probably don't accept that Tana, but this is what he's asking. That's the opinion of one Tana. So Bizman, that we are called Bonim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Avinu. When we are called Avonim, you see, he's called Odom. And the Pasuk says, So if the Ribbono Shel Olam is referred to as an Odom, that means that we are in a situation of Einos Mitzvah Shamakim, and we're called Avonim. So Zainos and Mitzvah Shamakim, the Ribbono Shel Olam only looks with one eye. So how does this Tana, make a drasha that the Summa Bein Achas is potter from Aliyah Laregel? Fakir, you're right. The Ribbono Shel Olam only comes to look with one eye. So one who's Summa Bein Achas should be Chayv and Riyah. that was Rav Shlomo Salanter's Charif is the Kikash, based on the Tzira for the Gemaras.
It seems like it would be a pre-exceed there because even though it's actually Yehra, it will be seen. But isn't that like grammatically problematic? Because if it just goes into Pnei Adam, it doesn't say like Yehra, like Mei Hashem. It kind of makes it sound like we will see Hashem, like Yehra Pnei Adam. Like, how does it?
Why Yehra Kol Chorchas Pnei Adam Hashem? You should all see. Yeroya, it's Panei Ha'adam, we should all be seen by the Shechina.
So okay, where would you fit in by? It doesn't sound like in the Pasuk when you just...
Es?
Es means like...
The word Es has different meaning. So yeah, that's what it means. I think that's the normal way we would write Hebrew like that today also. There's not only an archaic biblical Hebrew, that's what people would write today too. Yeroya, Es Panei Ha'adam, why? That's correct grammatically. Anyway, so there's a Machlokes Hatanaim where they darshan Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasar. So Tosis says, whenever there's a way to darshan both together, to blend them together, then about you do that. Whenever there's no way, so then it's a clear cut conflict whether you should pass like the Ksiv or pass like the Kri. So then it's a Machlok Zatana. So Bayashim Tali is one of the examples that the Gemara quotes there in Sanhedrin Davdalit. One of the many examples where there's a Machlok Zatana, but Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasar. Why? It says, when a person is misupik, whether he violated achas v'kol mitzvah Hashem hashalosi haseno v'yoshema, he violated one of the dinim, he thinks that he may or may not have violated one of the dinim, then he has to bring an ashim toli. So it says mikol mitzvah Hashem. So there's a kri and iksiv. Why exactly a kri and iksiv is not so clear. In mitzvahs would be spelled mem tzadik vav tof. That's the way it's spelled in the Chumash. Mitzvos in modern Hebrew in the newspapers they would write mitzvos mem tzadik vav vav tof, but that's not grammatically correct. When you write mitzvos, you write mem tzadik vav tof, same as mitzvahs. Somehow the Gemara considers this also a conflict between yeshem lamikra yeshem lamasaris, that it says achas mikol mitzvos hash mitzvahs spelled with one vav ukrina on mitzvos, the kriya is mitzvos. So because we paskan yeshem lamikra, that's why we paskin, you only chayev, an oshim toloi, if there was chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas. I know for sure that the waiter, we went to a kosher restaurant, we all had steaks. Then after we finish eating, so the waiter runs out of the kitchen, he says, Gevald, I made a mistake. One of the steaks that he served, they forgot to cut off the chelov. So we know for sure that there is a tarubis, there was a tarubis, there was chaticha achas, one of the chatichas had chelev in it, and he could have identified it. If he would have run out before he finished eating, he would have been able to identify where the chelev was. Everybody ate everything up, it was so tasty. Everything tasted so good. So if you have a situation of chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, that's the only time that you be chayev and oshim tolei. But if you have a sofik deraisa l'chumer, whether something is chelav ashuman, then there wouldn't be a chiv ashum toli. Only if there was ikva yisura. That's what the Gemara says. You know for sure that there was an isa here floating around, you're not sure which chatichan. That means a tarubas of chad bechad. If you have tarubas of chad betray, so minatar is bottle. Even though it's a chaticha ruil is kabit, it's a whole steak, that's not bottle, only me the rabbonim. Minatar chaticha ruil is kabit is bottle. But if you have a tarubas of chad bechad, that's for sure not bottle. So that has the status, that's a mochosh of a sofik. That for sure is sofik deraisa l'chumer mederaisa. That for sure is sofik deraisa l'chumer mederaisa. Let's say you have a tarubis of chad b'chad ananisa derabonim. So you don't say sveka derabonim l'kuli, you're allowed to eat this piece, you're allowed to eat that piece. You wouldn't say you're allowed to eat either piece you want based on sofik derabonim l'kuli. No. A sofik of ikva yisura is a different halashem sofik. It's a more serious type of a sofik, and therefore you can't apply, number one, you can't apply sofik derabban lakula. That's a shach. There's a very long shach in the beginning of Sima Kuf Tes. There is a hagos hashviya says not so. The shach says we don't pass like that hagos hashviya. Hagos hashviya holds by an isa derabban on a tarub is chad bechad, we would say lakula. That's sofik derabban lakula. So the shach says we don't accept that. That's an ikva yisura. And even according to the Rambam, that Sofik, the Raisa, the Chumr, is only with the Rabbanon, But by Nikva Yisur, that's a Mochomer Dika Sofing. It's a different Halashem Sofing, different character of a Sofing. So that for sure you would go to Chumrah. Yeah. So that's the official teretz that the Achronim give on the Rambam. How can the Rambam maintain a shita that Sofik deraisa l'chumra itself is only midrabanan? Isn't that in contradiction to the whole institution of Ashm Tolis? And the answer is the Rambam l'shitosa that he paskins Yeshem l'amikra. One is only chayv Ashm Tolui. If there's a tarubis of chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, that's in ikva yisura. So it's a different Halashem Sofek. But this girsa that they added onto the Rambam is highly questionable, that you should say that by Chavi Krisis, Sofek Deraisa L'chumre should be mit Deraisa. Nonetheless, there is such a girsa in the Rambam. So the Mishlam Melech in one place raises a possibility, maybe Svek Sveka L'kula only applies by Chavi Alavin. Maybe by Chavi Krisis you have no right to say Svek Sveka Lekula. Why should anybody raise such a possibility that Svek Sveka Lekula shouldn't apply? So if you say the Hezbra of the Prima Godim, that Svek Sveka Lekula, because the Chat Sveka was only Lechumer Medirabonon, Sveka Deraisa Lechumer itself is only Medirabonon, Minatoira Sveka Deraisa is Lekula. So once you have a Svek Sveka, to begin with, it's a Sufik. What do you have? A Sufik Deraisa Lechumer, which itself is only by the Rabbanon. So in effect, it's a Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. But this is only by Medvar Mamurim, by Chavi Lavin. But if you should say this Girsa in the Rambam, that by Chavi Krisis, Sveka the Raisa Lechumim the Raisa, then there's no basis to say that Sveka should be Lekula. So the Mishlam Melech raises this possibility. Maybe Sveka Lekula shouldn't apply to Yisuri Koris. He says, our dear friend, the Rabbi Ashkenazic Rabbi, the Ramah, says not so, in Hilchas Nida. He says, by Sofik Roya Damach Mustashmish, he says, when you have a Svek Sveke, you go to Kula. But he said, that's what he says. But there's room to question whether it's correct or not. Maybe Svek Sveke Lechumra by Yisuri Koris. Yeah. As Allah Al-Maisif Ashkenazim, the Ramah says you go to Kula because we don't accept that Girsa in the Ramah. Yeah. Where else is there a question that maybe you should say Sveke Deraisa Lechumra Mideraisa by Mitzvah Sasei? Both the Chavos Das and Siman Kuf Yud in Yeridea. Chavos Das was written by the author of the Nesivos, as well as the Shev Shmaitze, which was written by the Ktzais. They both have the same idea that when does the Rambam say Sveika Deraisa L'chumre itself is only Medirabanan, that's when you're talking about Isurim and Isur. But if you're talking about a mitzvah, let's say I have an esrig, which is a Sofik if it's kosher or not. The expensive esrig, my bad, I built him Murkov. What if I have an esrig, which is a sofik Murkov, sofik ain't a Murkov. So if you say sveka deraisa lukulam deraisa, so why do you have to spend so much money to buy such an expensive esrig? That should be bad, I kosher. If sveka deraisa lukumre is only made the rabbanon, on the level of the rice, he can get away with buying an esrig that's a sofik kosher, sofik puzzle. So they both say svar pshuta, no. The Rambam would agree with respect to a mitzvah sasei, Sofek essay is l'chumer mideraisa. The Rambam only writes a Sofek deraisa l'chumer midirabanan, that's by Sofek lavin. When the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chazah, you're not allowed to do malocha on Shabbos. So the Torah means chazah v'adai. If it's a Sofek chazah, the Torah didn't say a word. Everything in the world is mutter. Everything is kosher unless you establish that it's treif. Torah says don't be mechal Shabbos. Everything is mutter on Shabbos, unless it falls under the category of one of the lamet hasavas malachas. If it's not a malacha, so it's mutter. So if you have a suffix, whether something is an isim, it's not included in the listing, it'll be mutter. But when the Torah says you got to shake an esrig with a lulav, if you're not sure whether this is an esrig, so you didn't shake a badai esrig. Just like suffix chazer and suffix nevela is lekula mideraisa, because the Torah only spoke about vadai chazer and vadai nevela and vadai basavachala. The Torah never said a word about suffix. So therefore, Sofik is mutter ben atera. So too, with respect to matzah, and with respect to esrog, has to be a vaday matzah, has to be a vaday yask. If it's a Sofik, so the Torah never didn't say yeah, yotze with that. So they proved this in the sugi and chulin in the first pair.
And then also, why in the Gemara of the Zohar indicates when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had to cut down all the sheira trees because even though they weren't sure which. necessarily which tree the goyim were worship. They still have to cut down all the trees, over the Asherah trees.
That's what the Gemara says, they had to destroy all the Asherah trees.
That's the only guilt of them.
Uh-huh.
There's a riot that it's, you know, the also says something else that he's hoping.
Uh-huh. Because of the Suffolk essay, they would have to chop down all the trees, even if they're not sure. Interesting. Okay. In an application of this klal, that since the Achrayim said, according to the Rambam, Suffolk mitzvah, lechumra, mideraisa, so when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they would have to chop down even a Suffolk asher in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay. Very good. Both the Chavos Das and the Shev Shmaitzeh prove from a sugya in the first parak in Chulin that this is the case, that the Rambam has to agree that by Sofik mitzvah sesei, that it should be sveika l'chumer mederais.
This related to the mention of Chachma about sasei by tefillin, that a person has to check their tefillin because if a person is not the kind of sesei, then they can't rely on the chazaka, but the mitzvah, they won't be able to their mitzvah tefillin. So is that also
into
this?
I don't think so. That's a different topic. He talks about a different thing. Do you have the right to rely on a roiv or a chazoke whenever you can be mevara, whenever you can easily be mevara? So we assume you have a right to rely on a chazoke. But if it's a mi'ata motzei, then with the rabbanon you have to be baidik. But when I tell you don't have to be baidik, even though there's a mi'ata motzei. So the Meshech Chochma raises the question, how come you need bedikas tefillin and mezuzah at certain regular intervals? Why can't you rely on the chazakah? And the Mechilta seems to learn it out from the psukim. Shamata Sukhuka Zois, Lamaya Dami Yamim Yamimo, according to one Tana, there's a Machlok Zatanan, whether Shamata Sukhuka Zos is referring to Korban Pesach or referring to Tefillin. Miyamim Yamima means yearly, Miyamim Yamima means daily. It refers to Pesach, so Shamata Sukhuka Zos, Miyamim Yamima means yearly. And if it refers to Chukas HaTefillin, then Miyamim Yamima means daily. You have to put on the Tefillin every day. So according to the Tana that b'chukas ha'tfilin ha'kosam edaber, so they have another pshat v'shamarto, you have to be bodik the tfilin from time to time. So it sounds like it's a drashig mur deraisa. It could be it's only an asmachta, but it sounds like it's a real drashig mur deraisa. So that's what the Meshech Chochma raises the question. But this whole chayvus bedika, the Ramban himself writes, when you have a mi'at ha'motzi, you have to be bodik, that's only with the Rabbanon. In the Torah, even if it's a mi'at ha'motzei, you don't have to be baidik. So why is it different by tefillin? So he makes a distinction between mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo sasei. What will be the din if you're relying on the ruba de leisa kamon, the hakel, and then it turns out that this case happens to be the mi'ut? You shouldn't have relied on the ruba de leisa kamon. So if you're dealing with an aveira, so it'll be considered as if you did the aver ba'aynas. So aynas kemanda le'ovit. If you did an avera, you ate the food, and it's a near tamotze possibility that it has a treif near tamotze that there's a treif bugia, or there's a near tamotze that the animal is a treif. So since aynas kemanda le'ovit, if a person did an aver ba'inus, I consider it as if he didn't do the aver. But with respect to mitzvahs, if he relied on the roiv or the chazakah, and then it turns out that the roiv didn't apply here, it turned out that it was a mistake, so it's considered as if you failed to fulfill the mitzvah ba'inus. But still, einus kemand ovid le'arminu. Bottom line, he didn't wear the tefillin. So that's what the Meshech Chochma distinguishes. He says, we accept la'alocha Rabbi Yechon's opinion, the Shachin, the Chashmish, Bokotz, Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish. From the Yerushalmi, in the Babli, they don't have. In the Yerushalmi, there's Machlokes. Oinus, if a person did a Maisa Ba'oinus, Oinus commanded Lo Yovin Amrinu. These are Einus Kemanda Ovid. If he didn't do a Maisa, he failed to do a Maisa. They say, since it was Ba'ina, so he considered as if it did happen. Oh, no, Reshlok. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Einus Kemanda Ovid Lo Yaminun. If he was honest and he didn't do it, so bottom line, he didn't do the mitzvah. So Einus Kemanda Ovid Lo Yaminun. So that's what the Meshech Chachma explains. Even though the Ramban himself writes that Bedika, the Chovis Bedika by a Miyot HaMotzi case, is only with the Rabbanon, that's when dealing with an Iser. Because the worst that'll happen is that he'll eat it, and it'll be Be'oinus, because he followed the Halacha. The Halacha says you have a right to rely on the Roiv, not Mechuyiv to check. And Oinus Kemanda Lo Yovid, so the Avera doesn't count. It's not considered his Avera as if it happened by itself. But we're dealing with a mitzvah, so then you say, Oinus Kemanda Ovid Lo Yaminu. You don't consider it as if he did the mitzvah. Bottom line, he didn't do the mitzvah. So he thinks that the Chavis Bedika by Bia Tamotzi, by mitzvahs, could be Menatari, even though the Chavis Bedika by Isurim is only Medi Rabban.
But you wouldn't say the same thing that if it's a Safi, whether you're behind the mitzvah or not, so Mido Raisa, just like if you weren't Bodik the Tefillin, but you want to Shtel Chazaka, but the Tefillin are kosher. So you wouldn't be able to do that because Maisa the Tefillin may not be kosher, and that you wouldn't be kind of mitzvah. So too, if you had a Safik, whether it's a Kasher Esrog, so you couldn't say, well, Mido Raisa, I should be able to provide it's a Kasher Esrog, because if it's not a Kasher Esrog, I'm not kind of mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this same Svar as they say. Yep, correct. Same Svar, yeah. So this is a famous Gemara that Sveika deraisa lechumra and Sveika deraisa lekula. And if it would have been an issue the Rabbana, we would have said Chat Sofik is lekula. Sveika deraisa is lekula.
Mm-hmm. Do we assume like Rama, or Ashkenazim at least, that
Sveika deraisa lechumra? No. It's usually assumed not like the Rama. So that's a question. So what is Svek Sveka Lakula based on? If you all like the Rambam, so then the Prima Ganim explains. You can say Svek Sveka Lakula is a Sveka de Rabbana Lakula. But if you all that Sveka de Raisa Lakumra is Menat Torah, so why are you Mekel B'makam Svek Sveka? Why is there room to be Mekel B'makam Svek Sveka? So that's what Dushach and Yeridea, Sim Kufiyu, quotes the Trubus Arashba, that Svek Sveka is Mitam Roiv. What does Mitam Roiv? It's 50-50, then within the 50, it's 25-25. So 75-25. The different possibilities add up. And that's Svek Svek Imitam Roiv. So that's what the Shev Shmaitze quotes a kasha from Achroinim on the Tosfos on Adav. Tosfos on Adav postulates a klal that the only time you can be Mitzarev a Sofik to constitute a Svek Svek is if I think that it's a Sofik HaShokul. If I know in advance that it's not a Sofik HaShokul, it's a Suffolk of 70-30. So the original Suffolk was 50-50, and now it's a 30% Lahokel. It's a 30% Lahokel will tip the scale. It'll make it, instead of 50-50, it'll make it 65. The 30 Tzad Lahokel is 50-50 in that. So it'll make it into a 65% Lahokel. So why does Tosfos say you cannot be Mitzarif a Suffolk Shein HaShokel to a Svek Sveka? If Tosfos would have thought like the Rashba and the Tshuva, that Svek Svek is Mitam Rov, so why shouldn't Sofik Shein HaShokel also be Mitztaref to constitute a good Rov? But Haraya that it's legitimate, the Gemara says, in the end of Yevamos, the Gemara talks about a man dies and he leaves no children, and his wife may or may not need Chalitza. Question is, did he have a brother? So the man's parents went to Medina Sayyam and there's no communication. And the man's mother is of a younger age and it's possible that she had a baby. A couple of years went by and she probably did have a baby. We haven't been in touch at all. So the Gemara says, well, it's a Sofik, Machzah Schor, Machzah Nekevis. This baby that we're imagining in our mind, Rav Noshim Sarbis Vyoldos, that we're living together. She probably had another baby. So Rav Noshim Misarbis Vyoldos, she probably had a baby, but that baby is a 50-50, whether it's a boy or a girl. If it's a girl, there's no din of even machalitza, you have to have davka a surviving brother. And even if it was a boy, the 50% of boys, there's a miut mapilos. So smoch miut mapilos lemachzen ekeves avle roiv lahakel. So you have a roiv lahakel over there. So you see that the schor min ekeves is 50-50 approximately, and the miut mapilos is only a miut. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you mitzarev the miut mapilos to the machzen ekeves to say that there's room to be mekel. It's not based on a svek svek, it's based on a roiv. So you see, you can be mitzarev different stodim to be mekel based on a roiv, even though one of them is not a 50-50. It adds up to make a roiv. If it's 50-50, schorim versus nekevis, and a miut mapilos, let's say, with Mara Gemara, what percentage of women lost a baby, what percentage would have a hapola? 10%, much higher than today. Today it's very low percentage of mapilos. But nonetheless, the Gemara is mitzarev it to set up a roiv. So why does Tosfos suppose over here, why can't you be mitzarev to a svek svek of a second mitam roiv? Why can't you be mitzarev a sofik shein or shokol? It's got to be a roiv.
What's the nekevus have to do then?
A man is married and he dies and he leaves no children. But his mother left him in the Inus Hayam many years ago. This baby was brought up by relatives here. And when this baby reached 25 years old, he got married. And he died now, he left no children. Did his mother have any more babies? So the possibility is she probably did have more babies. The mother left when she was 21 years old. He was born 21 years ago. He was born a long time ago, 30 years ago. So the mother probably had another baby. So it's machza machza whether there's a surviving brother or not. Maybe there's only surviving sisters, maybe no surviving brothers. And even if the baby who was born to his mother when she moved to Medina Sayam was a baby boy, it could be that it was an eifel, could be in the course of the years the baby died before it was born, or after it was born. So the Gemara is mitzarev, even though it's only a miut mapilus, Gemara is mitzarev the miut mapilus, to the machzen ekeves to say that you have a roiv lahakel, that the yevam is mutar, the alman is mutar, leinasi lashuk. Because you have a roiv lahakel, so why can't you say the same over here? Svek svek in mitam roiv. Why did Tosfos say that it's not acceptable to be mitzarev to a svek svek a sofik shein a shokol? So the Shev Shmaitzer answers. He quotes from the Rivosh. He says, if you would have known what the percentages are in the first sofik and the second sofik, maskim. He says, I would agree. That's more in the last parak in Yomis. Machzah schar, machzah nekevus, and then from the machzah schar, miut mapilos. So you establish what the roiv is. That's probabilities. The halacha recognizes probabilities. That's exactly the parsha nechumash acharab lahatas. I don't know. There's some professor from Bar Ilan who claims that the Chazal never held from probabilities. He says the only roiv they knew from was bitul beroiv, taruvas beroiv. I think it's against all the Gemaras. The Gemara talks about probabilities. The Gemara talks, the mother went to Medina saying, we don't know if she had a baby or not. The Gemara says, we construct a baby based on a probability. She's been missing for so long, she probably had a baby. She was a young woman when she went to Medina saying, we didn't hear that anybody died. So she probably had a baby, but if it's tossed up, a boy or a girl. So everything is probabilities. If it's not probabilities, so what is Raif? Raif means probabilities. I think it's ridiculous to say Chazal didn't believe. He said because in the world of mathematics, the whole Chachma probabilities is so recent, they never heard of it in the days of Chazal. So they never heard of blood circulation either. And it says in the Chumash, we should have taught them Chumash. Okay. So the Rivosh explains, the Rivosh was also before the world of mathematics discovered the concept of probabilities. So the Rosh explains that if you really know actually what the percentages are, and you can calculate what the probabilities are, then everyone agrees that this would constitute a roiv. We're talking over here, we don't know what the probabilities are. On one suffix we do know that it's 70-30. On the other suffix we don't really know if it's 50-50. So the reason why we consider it as svek svek mitam roiv, because on the blackboard it's either A or B, or within B, it's C or D. So it's a roiv of logical possibilities. On paper, it's a roiv of logical possibilities. So if you don't really know what the numbers are, it could be the numbers are totally fakir. It could be that the first suffix A or B is 70-30 in the opposite direction. You don't know what the numbers are. So if it's just working with logical possibilities, so then it has to be that each one of them should be a suffix ashokul. If you know that one of them is not a suffix ashokul, then we say that the miut kemanda leisei domi. There's a Loshana Gemara in the end of Yevamos. The Gemara says there's a machloikas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where the chashin le miyuto, or loy chashin le miyuto. What's the machloikas where the chashin le miyuto? So the Gemara has like this: a cotton cannot do chalitza. If a man is married and he dies, he leaves no descendants. Not from this wife, not from another wife, not from a girlfriend. He leaves no descendant, leaves no children or grandchildren. So then the wife needs chalitza. So let's say the surviving brother is not yet bar mitzvah. Is he able to do chalitza? So the Gemara says, no, kotnei nechalitza, because it says, after you finish the chalitza, the Yevama says, kocha yosel ish, shaliyiv nesbeisachim. So ish, usually, often means ish prat lekotn. Kocha yosel ish, ish prat lekotn. Kol atarakulo, there is no neutral gender in Hebrew. Either things are written in masculine or feminine. So Kol HaTarakula, Taisus Mavakamah writes, Kol HaTarakula is written Beloshen Zohar, but Hishva Kosav Ish Elish, all the dinim apply equally to women, unless there's a pasuk that says Ish. The Ish either is Memayit Ish Prat Katan or Ish Prat Leisha. So you have to have the feel, what are you being Memayit over there. So here it says, Kochi Yosel Ish, Ish Prat Lekotan. So Kotnei Nechoyletz, that's fine. So the Chachomim say that's as far as you go, Kotnei Nechoyletz, but the Kotan can be Miyabim. If the cotton is older than nine, if he's younger than nine, he's ain't biyosabia. So there is no yibum. If he's older than nine, then biyosabia, he can do the yibum. And Rameh says, kotnein acholitz v'kotnein miyabim. So the Gemara says, b'shleimein acholitz, we understand it says, ish prat l'kotten. Ela eina miyabim, ktano, let's say the wife who died, the almana whose husband, the almana whose husband just died, so she can't, so Rameh says, if the Yavam is a cotton or the Yavam is a ktana, they're not allowed to do Yimum. The Gemara says, why not? Chashinon Shemet Timotzi Islandes, but Chashinon Shemet Timotzi Soris. It may turn out that the surviving brother will be a Soris and the Almana. The Almona may turn out to be an islandess. And that we learn out from the Pasuk, V'lei mochesh shmo Yisrael. We want to have Yibum, Prat l'zesh shmo mochi. If the Yavam is a Soris, he can't have any children anyway. Or the Yavam is an islandess, he can't have children anyway. So there's no din of Yibum Mechalitza. There's no din of Zika at all. So the Chachamim disagree, and they say, you go Basar Roiv. Roiv men are not Soros, and Rov Noshim are not islanders. So that's a Shiloh 2 days in Tosis, whether this Shitas Rameir, Rameir's opinion, Hashina Lemiuta, is that a Dinda Raisa, or is that a Dinda Rabban? The Pasuk says, Acharam Lahatas, you have a right to follow the Rav. So Rameir says, yeah, but wait a while. Yeah, if you have no choice, you follow the Rav. But if you go a couple of years, wait till he reaches the age of 20, until the Yavama reaches the age of 20, so it'll be Mavar, whether she's an Eilis, will Mavar, whether he's a Soros or not. So that Machloikis is a Machloikis, that Machloikis Amen, the Rabbanon. We don't pass like our mayor. Tosis says, I have a meaning, we should pass like our mayor. We don't pass like our mayor. Lei Hashin Limiyutum. But Tosis has 2 days, whether Rameyah Shita is a Dinda Raisa, Dinda Rabbanon. Even if one should assume Rameyah Shita, Hashin Limiyutum is only the Rabbanon, like the Pashtas is, it's only Chumir of the Rabbanon, but it's based on a concept of the Raisa. The Araya that the Gemara says the Machlekes Amir Rabbanon is a Machlekes in principle, whether Miut command the Isi Domi or Miut command the Leisei Domi. He said the Miut is staring you in the face, how can you ignore me? Miut command the Isi Domi. So the fact that you follow the Rav is only a Din Hanhoga. It's not really Mevar the facts of the case. Or he say, no, miut kemanda leisei domi. We have a right to ignore the miut, that the rov is considered a birum. So the Gemara says, lemay nafkemina, where the miut kemanda leisei domi, Mara says, an afkamin will be, what's the din of ruba v'chazaka? What if you have a situation, the raif tells you to go in one direction, chazaka tells you to go in the other direction. So the chomim der ameyo hold that miut is kemanda leise domin. That raif is a mevara. So chazaka is clearly not a din bira, chazaka is a din how to be nohe. However, you were noy yesterday, that's how you should be noyig today. So since chazaka is only a din hanhoge, the din hanhoge only applies when you don't know what the facts of the case are. But Raiv is going to tell you, Raiv is mevar what the facts of the case are. So that's why the chachamim hold, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. The Raiv tells you what the facts of the case are. The chazaka tells you, when you don't know what the facts are, how should you be noyig? So here you follow the Raiv. That's how we paskin, that Raiv is a din, Raiv is assumed to be mevar. And Rameya disagrees. Rameya holds that miut is kemanda isei domi. The raiv itself is only a din hanhagen. So ruba v'chazaka ashkulim. Chazaka is a din hanhagen. Raiv is a din hanhagen. If you don't know what the facts of the case are, so you have a conflict between the application of the two oifanei hachazaka. So Rameya holds that ashkulim. So you see from the Gemara, it could well be. Like that one opinion in Taisus, that's the more popular view in Taisus in Chulin. A few times in Chulin, the first paragon, the Afpevav in Chulin, and other Mesichtas, there are Meir Shita Zonim with the Rabban, Chashita Miyuta Zonim with the Rabban. But it's based on a principle of their Isa. The Ikar Machlokes of Meir Rabbanon is whether Raiv is a Birur, or Raiv is only a Din Hanhoga. There are certain Raivs where Meir would also agree, if you only have Miyuta, the Miyuta. Against the Raiv, 99% Raiv. The even Rameh would agree that that's a birur. And then there are certain cases where the Chachamim, the Rameh would also agree that Ruba v'chazaka ashkulim. Tosfos says, if you have a Raiv, garua. Let's say you have a Raiv, the odds are 52% to 48%. The 52% is a Raiv, garua. Even 55% to 45%. That's a Rav Garus. So even the Rabbanu the Rameh would agree that you wouldn't say in such a case, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv, because such a Rav Garua is only a din hanhoge. So in principle, they both agree. Rameh and the Rabbanu, they both agree that sometimes Rav is a birur, and sometimes Rav is only a din hanhoge. Whenever it's a din hanhoge, then Ruba v'chazaka will be shkulim. Chazaka is a din hanhoge, and Rav is a din hanhoge. Whenever Rav is a birur, so Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv, chazaka doesn't apply. When you know what the facts of the case are, the machlekes amir and the rabbanon, what's most of the rubas? If you have a miuta, the miuta, you have 99% in one direction, a miuta, the miuta in the other direction, the even Rameh would agree that that raiv is a bir. If you have a raiv gavrua, even the rabbanon would agree to Rameh that that raiv is niyadin hanoga. And so that's what the Pnei Yeshua, in the Chidushim on the Daf, he says he doesn't understand the Taisus. Why can't you be mitzarev to roiv? Why can't you be mitzarev to the sveksvekim? Sveksvekim mitam roiv. So the Gemara says in the last parak in Yivam, he can be mitzarev to miut mapilois to ascertain what the roiv is. He asks the kasha that the Yishev Shmaitzer asks. He asks the same kasha that Shmaitzer. So in the Sefer Pnei Yeshua, he doesn't have a teretz. But in the Kuntz V'Sachron of the Pnei Yeshua, he comes up with the answer. He says exactly what the Rivosh, what the Yishev Shmaitzer quoted from the Rivosh. If you would have known what the percentages are in both Svekas, so that's a probability. So the laws of probability, that's exactly what Raiv is. So you can be Mitzarif Raiv based on different things, if you know what the probabilities are. The story is you only know the percentages on the second Suffolk. On the first Suffolk, you don't know. So on paper, you don't even have a Svek Svek Mitam Raiv. Is it A or B? But is it C or D? C or D is 70 to 30. So since we pass like the Chachamim, the Rameyer, that 70 to 30, the 70 is a Birur, that's considered Roiv is Mevaris, not a Din Hanhoge, so then that suffix is sort of already, we know what the facts are. We assume it's like the 70%. So you can't be Mitzarif that to this kind of a Svek Svek. If you would have known what the percentages were on the first suffix, is it A or B? If you would know that it's Taka 50-50. Then 50-50, and then 70-30. That's like me with my pilos. So then you would say what the probability is, but we don't know what the percentages are on the first suffix. So it says svek svek mitam raiv because of a raiv of logical possibilities. So in such a case, if one of the two svekas we know what the percentages are. So then there'll be a machlekes ameir the rabbanon. So since we pass like the chachamim the ameir, the roiv is mevarer. So you can't be mitzarf that to such a sfek sfek. Yeah. Same thing. Tosis came up with a chiddush that a sfek sfek and mishay mechod is not acceptable. So the Achranim asked, the Shemites asked the Kasha, why not? Why should it? Bottom line, it tells you what the probabilities are. So the answer is again the same thing. If you would actually know what the percentages are, A and B is 50-50, C and D is 50-50, so then you would talk to say that's fake, fake, mitam, right? It is a legitimate right. We're talking, we don't know what the percentages are, bichlal, over here. But just its logical possibilities, when you write it down on a piece of paper, it's logical possibility A, B, C, D. So that's only if it's Mishnei Shemus. But if it's Mishnei, if it's Sek Sveik and Mishnei Mechod, so then you don't really have A, B, C, or D, just have A or B. You don't have two different logical, you don't have so many logical possibilities of it. So even on paper you don't have Yes Sveik Sveik. If you would have known what the probabilities are, then it would count. It doesn't matter if Mishay Mechra or Mishnei Shem, but we don't know what the percentages are. So it's a different kind of a rive of logical possibilities. So Mishay Mechra doesn't count.
There was Kaishin in the Miyuta, Mr. Rabbanan, but there's a Chazaka involved, so Miyuta Chazaka, within that Siru, would that be the right of all
If you say that what?
Smach miyut ala chazaka. There's a chazaka to support the miyut. They go together. Is that a stronger?
They go. Mean a roiv contradicting a chazaka.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Gemara says according to Rameyer, Rameyer holds chashina le miyuta. According to Rameyer, ruba chazaka shkulim. No, according to the Chachamim, there are me ruba v'chazak ruba adif. L'hokel, l'achme, everything. Bein l'hokel, bein l'achme. Whereas according to Rameh, ruba v'chazak kashkula.
That depends on the percentages, though. If it was a very, it was a 52-48
rove, Chachamim
would agree that...
Yeah, so that's what Taisa says. If you have a rove garua, even the Chachamim would agree with Rameh, that ruba v'chazak ruba is not adif. A roiv garua with a chazak ashkulim. And even Rav Meir would agree to the Chachamim that if you have only miyuta to miyuta, if you have a roiv of 99%, 98-99%, only miyuta to miyuta against it, even Rav Meir will agree that such a roiv is mevar. The machlokes is an intermediate roiv. Intermediate roiv. So the Chachamim say every normal roiv is mevar. And Rav Meir says, no, normal roiv is only a din hanhoga. So true, the original machlokes ameir and the rabban could well be that it's only midirabbanon, but the principle about which they're arguing is really a principle deraisa v'anafkamina v'araya that they argue about the ruba v'chazok ruba adif l'hokal l'hachmer. They argue on the level of deraisa based on their svaris. They see that the svaris are svaris deraisa. Whether miyut command isidam, miyut command elisidam, and that's the basis of the whole machlokes.
Doesn't sound like we really know that. Percentage
just sound like Tosa saying it's not 50-50,
right? Like by the owning and the
right. It's not like they know the number. So we why know that it's not shakul.
Right, so why should that matter? Like if it's still like a different logical possibility.
But since we know that it probably was not it's not a suffix ashakul, so that suffix was always paskin to me. That suffix is ready hukra. If you would have had like a mayor, that only Ruba, the Ruba, with his miyuta, miyuta against it, only unusual roivs, a mevarer. So this is not such an unusual roiv. But according to the Chachamim, any normal regular roiv, unless it's a roiv garua, any normal regular roiv is considered a mevarer. So memela, this suffix doesn't count as a sfek sfek on paper. This suffix, we have to strike it out, because we assume like the roiv. Because we know that it's not 50-50. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tov. When is the Bechina supposed to be? A week from today. Okay. You don't have so much more chaza? Okay. Good. Thank you for the drink. Chaim.
You should know that Nachum Rabinovich, the Rashi of Ma'adumim, his PhD was exactly in probability in Torah Chazal and everything. So I don't know which professor said there wasn't. There's been the whole studies done on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a very significant majority, and we'll do that.
We have like a Thursday or something.